A very good morning to you from the sports team. We start off with rugby. Springbok assistant coach Mzwandile Stick and captain Siya Kolisi say the Boks are determined to deliver a complete 80-minute performance and finish the season on a high note against Wales in Cardiff today. Now, victory would see the Boks complete the season with 11 wins, while they are also aiming to win all their matches on their November tour for the first time since 2013. Stick and Kolisi warn that Wales will come out guns blazing, especially after losing their last 11 test matches. Now, that one kicks off tonight at 7:40. And then over to some football. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits their inconsistent form has left them with very little margin for error in their Premier League title bid. Now, they go into this afternoon's clash with Nottingham Forest, 9 points adrift of leaders Liverpool. Arteta's team are without a win in their last four top flight matches.
Well, analysing everything that we've done, the reason why we haven't won games is that because the opponent has been superior to us. Do I like what our team is doing? The answer is yes, but we have to improve certain things in terms of especially how we have defended and attacking the box.
And then Giants Mamelodi Sundowns will take on Magesi FC in today's Carling Knockout final in Bloemfontein. That one kicks off at 6 o'clock. It's a massive clash. Magesi, the underdogs of the season.
Do you think they, like, how did we get here? Do you think they're wondering that to themselves?
I think the players, yes. And I think Clinton Larson is just there like, yeah, we did it.
He's a KZN guy, huh?
He is a KZN guy. He coached a club called Summerfield Dynamos, who's like in the third tier of the structures. And they're a brilliant team, and he's a brilliant coach. Mm. And I mean, shout out to him for doing so well. They take on these Giants. It's a David and Goliath situation there. Yeah. So I'm keen to see. I hope they win, actually.
Listen, anytime, I'm sorry, and I know we have lots of Sundowns fans. I respect the team so much, but anytime Masandawana are suffering losses at this point of their sort of history,
it's true.
I'm okay with it.
It's true. But I'm backing the underdogs for today. Like I said, that one kicks off at 6 o'clock. And then closing off with some Formula One, Max Verstappen's hopes of clinching a four consecutive Drivers' World Championship at the Las Vegas Grand Prix this weekend took a dent yesterday when Red Bull revealed they brought the wrong rear wing. Now, the team's senior advisor, Helmut Marko, said it was too late to have a more appropriate one flown out to Vegas in time for the race. Verstappen leads McLaren's Lando Norris by 62 points and needs simply to finish ahead of him in Las Vegas to become the sixth man to win four world championships. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.